would have to do any weird calculation. But this is clear, no? So, we're integrating first in x, and then the inner integral will be in t, because we want to exploit here the integration by parts formula in time. That's what we would like to do. I will need to rewrite things a little. So, what is the definition of u? As long as t is larger than x over b, so it depends also on where is x. The point is that if x is negative, t is always larger than x over b. So as long as x moves from minus infinity to zero, t is always larger, and so we have only one definition. We have tb minus x against phi t in dt dx. Plus, second case, if x is positive, then we have that either t is less than x over b, so t from 0 to x over b, and in this case we have x minus tb phi t in dt plus change sign, so from x over b to plus infinity tb minus x against phi t in dt, all of this in dx. And this is only for this part. We are analyzing this term. So let's do the integration by parts in time. Here we get minus infinity, zero. Well, again, I told you, phi at plus infinity is zero, so there's nothing to say. Phi in zero is a number, but here it gives us minus x, so minus minus plus x, phi x, 0, and then minus the integral from 0 to plus infinity of, well, the derivative of this gives us b phi in dt, and all of this in dx. Plus, also here, the integral from 0 to plus infinity. When I integrate by part this term, I get, again, when t is equal to x over b, this vanishes. When t is equal to 0, instead I get x, so with a minus, phi x 0, minus the integral from 0 to x over b of the derivative. So derivative in t gives minus b, so minus minus plus b phi dt. And this term, integration by parts, so the evaluation at plus infinity of course is zero because phi is compact support. When t is equal to x over b, this term vanishes. So we get only the second integral from x over b to plus infinity minus, and the derivative of this gives b, phi in dt. All of this in dx. Let's put things together. What is written here? Here is written x, phi x0, when x is negative. And here, minus x, phi x0, when x is positive. So this is minus the absolute value of x, which is minus u1. So we have minus the integral over r of absolute value of x, phi x0 in dx. And that's beautiful that we found, because this is the absolute value of x. This term, which is coming from here, will be simplified with the term coming from there. We are on the right track. The other terms should hopefully vanish when we expand this other part of the integral. The other pieces instead we can also put together. So here we have minus the integral from minus infinity to zero in x times the integral from zero to plus infinity in time. And here we have the other part of the integral, so in x positive. And what do we have? Well, I guess I should leave them like this. Minus the integral from minus infinity to 0 times the integral from 0 to plus infinity of b phi dt dx plus the integral from 0 to plus infinity of the integral from 0 to to x over b of b phi dt dx minus the integral from 0 to plus infinity of the integral from x over b to plus infinity of b phi dt dx. So as I said, now the whole point will be to show, that the integral of u against b phi x is equal to minus these three terms. And as you may have imagined, this will come by symmetry, because, I mean, we again will use the same trick. But let's see, of course.